Concerts, and that's what's great about Christmas, all the concert opportunities, including tomorrow night at 7 and Saturday afternoon at 3 in Coeur d'Alene for, appropriately, since it's in Coeur d'Alene, performances of the season by Chorale Coeur d'Alene, their Christmas concerts. And we're going to get deeply into what that concert will be, but it's always good to get a little bit of legacy. So we're going to go back to the beginning of this, when it was called the Northwest Sacred Music Chorale, and hear from a 2003 recording a little bit of their music making with that oh-so-famous and beloved piece, part of the Vivaldi Gloria. A little bit of the Vivaldi Gloria from a 2003 recording. The origins of the group at the time called the Northwest Sacred Music Chorale, now called Chorale Coeur d'Alene. And somebody who especially knows the now is the current conductor of Chorale Coeur d'Alene, Stan McDaniel, in your third year.
Yes, sir.
Yes, of doing this. But legacy is so great, isn't it?
And remind
us of the reason that this group came about anyway.
Well, first of all, I want to say that recording was with the Coeur d'Alene Symphony, mm-hmm. and it was conducted by the group's founder, Cynthia Marlette, who we will be eternally grateful to for starting this wonderful organization. And from the very beginning, the concept behind the chorale was to keep in the public consciousness the great sacred music of all time, because less and less it was being heard in churches. And there was a wide interest at that time, and still is, in performing that music. And
yeah, I mean, interrupt you, keep it not only in the public consciousness, but in the vocal cords of the singers.
That's right. Exactly right. Yeah. And there's a real hunger that I sense every year when we audition for this group, people that love this music and want to be able to sing it. And so the group has come a long ways, and it's really a wonderful group to conduct. And again, I'm so thankful to Cynthia for her contribution to make that happen.
And so these concerts of tomorrow night and then Saturday afternoon, talk how you're going to kind of get this concert going and the attitude by which you're approaching this concert.
Well, one of the things about changing the name to Corral Coeur d'Alene is that we don't want to lose our birthright in terms of a sacred music repertory, but at the same time, we do want to considerably widen our repertory to include secular music as well. And so this concert is a wide variety of music related to the holiday season. We're opening the concert with the Song of Galilee by Julius Chages, a Hebrew piece. It'll be a candlelight processional, very colorful, with some klezmer sounds. It should be quite exciting. It ends up with a really rousing stanza at the end. And then moving into quietly and very meditative piece from the Russian Orthodox liturgy by Alexander Kopilov, Heavenly Light. That's one of many settings of the same text that appears in the All-Night Vigil. Rachmaninoff, of course, very famous for his setting of that. Then we move into the Saint-Saul Christmas Oratorio.
Well, let's go ahead and pause at Heavenly Light and get the feeling for that.
Sure.
University of Utah Choir, and I think it matters to say who's doing some of this performing, because really lovely performing from that group of this piece, Heavenly Light, by the composer Alexander Kopilov. There's Stan McDaniel, my guest, who's the conductor of Corral Coeur d'Alene. There's just almost nothing as good, especially after you've just heard it, as these great Russian choral pieces.
That's true, and they do not get done enough, Vern. Yeah. They really don't. Yeah. I don't know how long it's been since I've heard any Chesnikov in a concert, for example, and some of those great
pieces. Well, and talk about doing them. Talk about vocally and musically and teaching them and how people respond.
Well, of course, there's if done well with really proper vocal technique and support, and of course, you have to have some fairly wide ranges. You need some solid basses, especially, but and a very very good intonation. They're amazing, and I think that right now a lot of the choral technique is focused more on a lighter, brighter sound, and so maybe that's why some of the Russian music doesn't get done. But it's a shame because it's a great repertory.
Yeah. So one of the pieces on this Christmas concert, before we talk about the ensemble that we'll be getting into, that you have, Vocal Essence, talk a little bit more about the range of pieces that you have on the concert.
Yeah, we have, of course, I've talked already about the classical. We're also doing Mendelssohn's great chorus from his almost very last work before he died, the unfinished oratorio Christus, and the most famous chorus from that, There Shall a Light from Jacob Shine, a Star from Jacob, and we're doing that with organ. Should be very exciting. Mm-hmm. We also are doing the Ralph Manuel Alleluia, which is a beautiful lyrical Alleluia in contemporary style, and we're doing a Carol of Joy by a contemporary American composer Dan Forrest, and which is absolutely heartbreakingly beautiful. But in addition to that, this is kind of by way of introduction of the fact that we're doing his Requiem for the Living in the spring, as along with the 4A Requiem for our spring concert in March and April, those three concerts.
Nice.
On the other end of the spectrum, we're doing beautiful, very sumptuous setting of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, mm-hmm. and White Christmas, and a whole range of very familiar carols that the audience will sing along. William Berry did the beautiful new arrangement for our sing-along. We're excited about that. And concert ends with the chorus singing with surrounding the audience and with candlelight and singing the Czech carol Rocking, mm-hmm. with our soloist Stephanie Kusting.
And you earlier referred to the fact that organ is involved, and that's appropriate, and mm-hmm. also why you need to do it in a good church, and so it's in Trinity Lutheran Church in Coeur d'Alene. And then you have this ensemble, which you call Vocal Essence. Talk about talk about it, and then let's hear something from them.
Yes, Chorale Coeur d'Alene, and its former identity as well, has long had an ensemble made up of choral singers from the chorale that have their own repertory. And we reintroduced that this year, calling it Vocal Essence. We do a variety of music, much of it a cappella. I find that it's a great way not only to do some different repertory, but also to build a strong core within the chorale. And I'm excited about one of the pieces on our concert, mostly because I'm very committed to using American music whenever possible in concerts. And we're doing the Daniel Reed Sherborne, an arrangement I did for this group, While Shepherds Watch Their Flock. It's a singing tune.
While shepherds watch their flocks by night, all seated on the ground, the angel of the Lord,
the Alabama Sacred Harp singers doing their performance of While Shepherds Watch Their Flocks, which will be done by the Chamber Ensemble, the Vocal Essence Chamber Ensemble of the Chorale Coeur d'Alene on these concerts tomorrow night at 7, Saturday afternoon at 3 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Coeur d'Alene. And now to the big one, because you always have to have a big and beloved tune on every concert because, well, specifically that is the mandate for the singers,
right,
and to really digest a whole piece.
Right.
And you brought back what for me is a really beloved piece. Talk about the Saint-Saëns Christmas Oratorio.
Well, it's a truly great piece, and I think that sometimes when we look at it, we think that it's a lesser, less demanding work. But trust me, when performing it, that there are challenges there to make it come out. And not the least of which is soloists. You've got to have a very strong quintet of soloists. Soprano that has to go up to a high C, so it's and lightly, by the way. It's an early work of Saint-Saëns. He had just been appointed to La Madeleine, which is the state church, or was the state church of France. Very prestigious position. He was only 22 years old. And his second Christmas at La Madeleine, he presented his Christmas oratorio. And it's a marvelous work. He starts out with a 6-8 prelude, which he refers to as in the style of Bach. It's basically a Baroque pastorale. You definitely can feel the influence of the pastorale in that. And
We could just play that now and get everybody in the mood.
There we go.
And then we'll go on and talk to it. Yeah, it is so Shepherds in the Field.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Thank you.
the prelude to the Christmas Oratorio of Camille Saint-Saëns there. And back to Stan McDaniel, who's going to be conducting that on the concerts tomorrow and Saturday. Those practical, ethereal, and lovely sounds of organ, strings, and harp, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so talk a little bit about the instrumental aspect.
Yes, we're we've got a wonderful string ensemble with Karen Hotson, wonderful concert master with that group, and she'll be doing some solo work during the concert as well. And then Kim Davidson is our harpist, doing a fabulous job. It's quite going to be quite beautiful.
Nice. Yeah. So now let's now that we're in the mood, we've gotten the prelude happening. Now go on and talk a little bit more about this Christmas oratorio.
Yes. The work follows the office, the Roman Catholic offices for Christmas. The work was originally scored in Latin. We're doing it in English. Several of the choruses pick up on very same texts that are in Handel's Messiah, but of course a completely different approach to them. Why do the nations rage so furiously together is appropriately raging in Saint-Saëns language, but not the same as Messiah. And and the work has a classic composition to it, or form. One of the reasons I wanted you to hear the prelude is that he comes back to that pastoral feel at the very end, and then expands that out into this thrilling hymn of praise, which closes the work.
Okay, so let's hear out these remaining movements we have available here, the quintet with the chorus, and then the finale of the Christmas Oratorio by Saint-Saëns.
Thank you.
piece that leaves a really nice taste in the mouth. We just heard the conclusion of the Christmas Oratorio by Camille Saint-Saëns, that final chorus. And it will be on the program that's tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, Saturday afternoon at 3 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Coeur d'Alene, the next concert by Chorale Coeur d'Alene. Stan McDaniel, have a great time with these concerts.
Thank
you're really
Vern.
Looking forward to
Thank
them,
aren't you?
And just a quick preview of, well, you mentioned briefly, but what are you doing in the spring?
Yes, we're doing three performances of the Forey Requiem and the Dan Forest Requiem for the Living, which is a new work that I don't believe has been performed in this area, but a very powerful setting of the Requiem. And there'll be March 23 and 24 in Coeur d'Alene, and then April 8th at the Fox. And we're going to be doing hopefully a fairly large orchestra for that. So it's going to be exciting.
Oh, that sounds fun. Chorale Coeur d'Alene, and there many things they're doing. How many people in the chorale right now?
We have about 80 on roll.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. There's that's a significant force musically around here.